And now to resume the life of Mary Southern. Mary and Max are hoping to make good use of the time gained by the postponement of Max's trial by attempting to put the Sanders interest, of which Max is chairman, back on its feet financially. But there are certain people in the town of Sanders who would like to see Mary put out of the social limelight, namely Mr. and Mrs. Pruth and Merlin Davis, who have always disliked Max and Mary Sanders. They even attempted to bribe Danny Stradford to testify against Max in the trial. Danny needs money to send his wife, an invalid, to Switzerland to be cured. And he was tempted to do as Davis and Proust wish, but at the last minute, couldn't bring himself to injure an innocent man with false testimony. Let us look in on Mary Southern Sanders, fixing a rather late breakfast for her lord and master, Max Sanders, who for the moment is nowhere to be seen.
Your breakfast is waiting, dear.
All right,
just
tell me a little longer. I'm
going to
take a shower first.
All right, darling. I have a few things I want to do anyway.
Oh, that's well.
Oh, come in.
Hello, Mary, darling.
Oh, hello, Daddy. You're just in time to have breakfast with us.
Breakfast? Mm-hmm. Hey, I had mine hours ago, almost time for lunch.
I know, but Max and I stayed up for late last night going over accounts for the Sanders interest that we just stayed in bed longer this morning.
And how is the interest?
Pretty bad trip, Daddy.
What?
Max said he's going over this morning and lay down the law for their letting things run into the ground while he was gone.
Yeah, I bet they did, with that no-account Davis having his way about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute. Max can't go to the office this morning. This is the fourth. Office is all closed.
Well, so it is. We've forgotten all about it.
Yeah, since we got that legislation through last year about not letting the kids have fireworks, you can't tell us the 4th of July. It's so quiet.
Well, I hated to do it because the children love fireworks so, but there were too many of them being hurt and blinded.
Yeah, the fireworks display in the square at night is a whole lot better than safety.
Oh, by the way, Daddy, did Danny get a job at the mill? You know, Max sent him over to see Bill Brown.
Yeah, I don't know about Danny. He came in so late last night, I was asleep. When I went out this morning, he was still sleeping.
I'm a little worried about it. Because Bill was surly to Max on his phone yesterday. Max was angry about it and told him that he was still head of the Sanders interest and to give Danny a job.
Hey, I didn't know nothing about that. Well, huh? Yeah, I hope Danny gets it for Philip's sake. You know, Mary, she's got a kind of a problem on her hands. Not being able to walk and all that.
Oh, I know.
Having Danny around the house all the time will just remind him more and more about how helpless he is.
Well, Max and I are going to get the money to send her away. We've got to before she begins to get morbid about her condition.
Hey, do you suppose they could have put Danny on the night shift at the mill? Maybe that's why he was gone so long last night and why he's still sleeping this morning.
Well, that's possible. I hope so. If they refuse Max's request to give Danny the job, it means that Max's influence in the Sanders' interest is practically gone. It means that the house of Sanders is crumbling into ruin. All we planned for Sanders, all we worked toward is gone.
Now, Mary, I didn't say you didn't get the job. I'll bet he is working on the night shift. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go right home and wake him up and ask him.
Well, why don't you call him on the phone?
Well, no. Phyllis can't get around, and the phone ringing would only upset her if Danny's still asleep. I better go home and ask.
All right, Daddy.
Well, say happy 4th of July to Max for me.
Oh, you're coming back later, aren't you?
Maybe. I see there ain't something I can do to help around the house.
Oh, Daddy, you're a sweet darling.
Hey, thanks. You're not so bad yourself, Mary. Well, looks like you got visitors, eh?
Yeah, I wonder who it can be.
Well, let's find out.
Well, Mr. Pruitt.
Mrs. Sanders. And Mr. Stratford, I believe.
You believe correct, Pruitt. Then I'll be going, Mary. So long.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Huh? Well, may I come in, Mrs. Sanders?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
We haven't had our breakfast yet. This being the 4th of July, we're having it a little late.
Oh, yes, so it is. The 4th. The glorious 4th. Independence Day, freedom and all that. I suppose Mr. Sanders can fully appreciate the meaning of freedom. having just been released from prison and all that.
I don't think that's funny, Mr. Proust.
Oh, yes. No, of course not. No. I don't suppose you would.
I hope, Mr. Proust, you won't mind my asking you why you're here this morning.
Just a friendly little visit, you know.
Oh, just a friendly little visit.
Why, yes, of course. I thought that we ought to get to know each other, being that we're all members of Standard Society and all that.
Is that all?
What else could there be?
I hope I'm wrong in believing this, but I'm under the impression that you had another motive in wanting to visit us this morning. You see, Mr. Proust, we know more about your activities here in Sanders than you think we do.
Well, really, Mrs. Sanders, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, suppose I have my husband explain what we mean. I'm sure he can make your position clear. Max! Max!
Yeah,
I'll
be down in a minute. I just had a most terrific guy in the shower. A terrific shower.
Well, there's someone here to see you,
Max. Oh, yeah? Who? Hey, who let that in?
Oh, now, Max, you ought to put your robe on. Don't come down left in just a towel.
Well, why not? It's enough to talk to this guy. Well, what do you got in that little mind of yours, Bruce?
Why, I just wanted to make a little social call, that's all.
Well, I ain't social to a mug like you.
Wait a minute, Mr. Sanders. If you force me to say it, I have something to say to you that might interest you.
Uh-huh. Now we're getting down to brass knuckles.
Brass tacks, Max.
Well, I think I like the idea of brass knuckles better. Well, spill it, Bruce.
Well, perhaps I had better put my cards on the table.
Yeah, and quit dealing off the bottom of the deck, will you?
Well, really, Mr. Sanders, I think that you should know more about crooked gambling than I do.
Oh, yeah? Well, go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was that Henrietta...
Henrietta? Who was that?
Mrs. Proust, ma'am.
Oh.
Mrs. Proust has, how shall I put it, social aspirations.
Oh, she has, huh? Well, what's she taken for?
Huh? She wants, and I might add that I too want, to assume our rightful place in this community.
Well, who's stopping it?
Well, as a matter of fact, the Sanders are stopping us. You and Mrs. Sanders now, and before you, your father and mother.
Well, I don't see how we're stopping you, Mr. Proust.
Well, let me put it this way. Everything in this town is Sanders. Sanders everywhere you go. The Sanders Mill, the Sanders Interest. Well, the very name of the town is Sanders.
Perhaps you're forgetting that it was Max's father, Jerome Sanders, who made this town what it is. Started the industries going, built it to the present state of prominence.
Yeah. What have you done?
It's not a question of what I've done. It's a question of what I will do.
Well, do it. You talk after a while.
What Mr. Sanders means, Mr. Proust, is that in no way will we hinder any good work that you may care to do.
Huh? I suppose you want to change the name of the town, too, huh?
As a matter of fact, Henrietta did have some such idea in mind.
Well, say for 2 cents...
Just a minute, Max. Why have you come to us?
Frankly, because I can't do anything while you and Mr. Sanders remain in this town. Now, I'm prepared to make you a bona fide offer. I'm a man of high integrity, and I don't want anything for nothing.
Boy, that's a hot one.
Max. Go ahead, Mr. Proust.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Mr. Sanders, you need money. I know you do. Now, I'm prepared to make you an offer of $10,000 for your entire share in the Sanders interest.
What?
I think this is very generous, considering the present state of... Right, what is the matter?
Boy, I never heard anything so funny in my life.
Well, Mr. Sanders, it's not so funny. Your part of the Sanders interest isn't worth a cent.
Huh?
I just felt sorry for you and your wife. What chance do you think you'll have of even staying in this town, let alone running it? Even now the mill workers are beginning to grumble.
Huh?
How long do you think they'll allow themselves to be bossed by a jailbird?
Why, you... Hey, Mary, open that door. I'm going to throw this guy on the street.
Well, come on, you... Come on, take your hand off me. Come on,
you...
Hey, hello, you...
Max, you shouldn't have done that.
Did you see the look on his face just when I hit him the bum's rush? Hey, will you answer that, too?
Hello? Who? Max, I can't hear a word.
Huh?
Who? Oh, Daddy. Well, what about Danny? He did it. Oh. All right, I'll see you later. I'll tell Max. Goodbye.
Oh, what is it, Mary? What is it, huh?
Danny didn't get his job at the mill.
What?
They refused to give it to him because he's a friend of yours.
Well, this looks pretty serious, Mary.
Perhaps you were right when you said that if Danny didn't get the job, it meant that Max's influence in the Sanders interests was practically gone, and the house of Sanders was crumbling into ruins.